Lord Arthur Savile's Crime. Part 1. The Chiromantist. It was Lady Windermere's last party before Easter, and her house was even more full of people than usual. There were important politicians, beautiful women, princes and princesses from various parts of Europe. There was an incredible variety of people. It was certainly one of Lady Windermere's best parties. Lady Windermere was talking to the Duchess of Paisley. She looked beautiful with her pale skin, large blue eyes, and golden hair. Her hair was like a frame, and her face was the picture. She looked like a saint, but had also the fascination of a sinner. When she was young, she had a reputation for her unconventional behaviour. She had been married 3 times. Now she was 40 and without children, and her passion for pleasure kept her young. She looked round the full room and in her high voice asked,
"Where is my chiromantist?"
The Duchess of Paisley replied, surprised,
"You're what, Gladys?" "My chiromantist, Duchess. I can't live without him."
The Duchess was not sure what a chiromantist was, and hoped it was not the same as a chiropodist.
"He comes to see my hand 2 times a week, and always has interesting things to say about it,"
said Lady Windermere. The Duchess was sure that the man was a sort of chiropodist, and was shocked.
"I must introduce you to him," said Lady Windermere.